I wanted to know about this idea that with Sarva Bhavana and this book, Prema Bhakti Chandrika, whether I should do something. He said, I realize my qualification is to preach to devotees about Vaidhi Bhakti. And this is important and it's helpful. And write to
you told.
I'm saying that to you, that my qualification is I can help devotees, tell them how to avoid illicit sex and how to chant japa. But this is such an elevated subject matter.
Certainly.
So he said, Sarva Bhavana said, still, it has to be made accessible to Western people. So even though you don't have such a high qualification, if you follow the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti and just try to explain it to
how you can we can explain?
That's what I want to ask.
How? We can write and write something about Vaidhi Bhakti there. But Prem Bhakti Chandrika is Raganuga, quite Raganuga. And his prarthana is also very high classes of Raganuga bhajan. Siddha pranali as a Siddha bhav. What can we give to those who don't know ABCD of Raganuga? For them, the shlokas of Srimad Bhagavat in 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 9th canto and 10th, 11th and 12th and all other books are there. Sikshastak, Upadeshamrita, all these books are. But when he is telling that Prembhaktika Chandrika, he is telling that Radha Krishna Pran Mor Jugal Kishore. No? Radha Krishna Pran Mor Jugal Kishore. And like so. And he is telling and give his reference to this sloka that there should be a sthayi bhav. And upon sthayi bhav, there should be vibhav, sattvik and vyabhichari, four matters of prem. All these mixed together becomes a bhakti ras. So, his writing that for this we should go to any rasik Vaishnava, bhakta. Vibhav, sattvik and sthayi bhav, they don't know anything, ABCD of Raganuga. What they will understand? If there is a vibhav, vibhav of two kinds. The bhav are of two kinds. Alamban bhav, Uddipan bhav. Alamban are of two kinds. Ashray ang vishay. I was telling that vibhav is of two kinds. No?
Yes. Ashraya and vishay.
Vishay and uddipan. All are vibhav. Each rush has a sthayi bhav. Understanding?
Yes.
And each rush, sthayi bhav, has its own visay, asray and uddipan. The asray of madhur rush is not the same as of Vatsalya Rasa. Uddipan are not same. The age of Krishna, Pauganda, Balya, Pauganda and Kishore. In this, Kishore is only useful in Madhura, not Pauganda and Balya. Here we are telling about, we are discussing about Madhura Rasa. Here Vishaya is Vishaya Ashraya, Vishaya is Krishna. Who Krishna? Here who is Krishna? This Krishna? Who is very expert to service of Srimati Radhika. The Krishna who is so much happy to have the prints of Radhika, avatar print here. So there are 16 virtues of Krishna in this rasa. Having all the virtues of 16, Krishna, Kishore and especially Lalita Nayak, Dhira Lalit. Nayak here is Vishaya. And Sarvagun Sampanna, Kalavati Srimati Radhika. Kalavati, you know?
Yes, that's in the verse here, article.
It will come.
Yeah.
Kalavati Krishna, Radhika.
Watches.
Here, worshipped by Kalanidhi, is Ashraya Valamban. No? What is Uddipak? All the things that Radhika has given print on the body of Krishna, and all Mayur Nitya Vrindavan sceneries, especially Kunja, Lata, Creeper, and Creeper which is very yellow creeper going on, climbing on tamal tree there. So these are Uddipak, Jamuna. All these things are. What is Anubhav? All the Anubhav of Srimad Bhagavatam has been given are in Ujjval Ninmani of Singaras, Anubhav, Sattvik, Bhavichari, all things. Dipta, Pradipta, Sudipta, no? All these things. How you will describe? Here he has Narottam is telling in a sutra all these things. From a Raganuga guru, you should learn Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvik and Sthayi, all bhavs. Can you explain for Western countries, those that don't know anything, ABCD? Always deeply immersed in the Vaibhav and Bhog, how they can? So what you should write here? The explanation of all these things there?
And if you try to explain it without reference to that, then what is the use of that?
No use at all?
Not an explanation, actually.
So it is for advanced devotees, all these things are. Those who are eager to know, they have great something. For them it is this Prem Bhakti Ka Chandrika and Prarthana. Hede he nagaravar, hede he nagaravar, suno he muralidhar, nivedan kari tuva paaye. What we will do there, here? What will be the explanation of Nagarvar? Even very advanced devotee does not know what is the meaning of nagar. They cannot explain. But here we'll have to explain. Those who have no greed, how can we explain this? So our Prabhupada means Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has warned not to sing all these kirtans. Only advanced stages devotees can sing and do all these prarthanas. They cannot understand. They will misunderstand all these things. Nagar without Nagari cannot be. And Nagari means with Nagar. Here Nagar means he has given his heart to the Nagari. That is Nagar. Without Radhika Krishna cannot be Nagar. For all gopis, Krishna has done Ras to give Ananda to all gopis, to satisfy gopis. Because they wanted Ras for satisfying Krishna. So Krishna is going to satisfy them. But to Radhika, he is to take rasaswad, to taste bhakti ras, prema ras. Krishna is going to Srimati Radhika and dancing with Radhika. For them, to satisfy them only. But for taste of prema, he is going to Srimati Radhika. So there is difference between all gopis and Srimati Radhika. How can we define all these things for other devotees who are not adopting Vaidhi Bhakti at all? They will be misguided. And that is Sahajya Bhav. So we should not try to give for all persons, but some qualified devotee it can be given.
Very clear.
Now, you want to read?
We'll have to.
Do you want?
Yes.
But all these poetries and the slokas are only of Sringar Ras. Only that kind of sadhak, which, I mean, those who have bhav, visuddha sattva in their heart, for them it has been told. For not other devotees. Here, yesterday we have discussed about this. We have discussed about last 43 slokas. In that we have discussed that he wants to decorate Srimati Radhika's eyes with a kajal. No? This was the slope?
No, that was the day before.
Oh.
Now we did the red marks on Krishna's forehead.
Oh.
Barbara's daughter came and
yeah.
Laksha Rasa. No? Laksha Rasa. We have. Now, for a moment, he came in this sense, into sense. And now he is crying. bitterly weeping. And he was going, lying on the earth and weeping. Lord Podkarna?
Rolling
on the ground. What to do? Oh, I was seeing that I am putting altar to Radha's feet. And so much concern with Krishna. So I bow down to that altar. When I will have chance to decorate Srimati's feet, lotus feet, by this thing. And weeping, at once anything crimsoned so brightly in his heart. Then he tells Sisa that at the time of Rash, Srimati is standing and Krishna, his Kalanidhi, she has given his left hand or the right shoulder of Srimati. No? And that hand was Ajanulambit. Ajanulambit bhuja?
Long,
very long. And Sarpakriti. As if it was a snake. Very cold, very smiling, very gentle, smooth, every quality it has. The smell of hand came in the nose of Srimati Radhika. She became like mad. And that hand was coming on this bomb soldier.
Left.
From right to
left.
And it was coming down here. No? Manu sees that hand is seeking something. Krishna was standing in Tribhanga Lalit. Tribhanga Lalit, you know? And some towards Srimati Radhika. Jhuka hua?
Leaning.
Towards Srimati Radhika. As if he wants that my whole body can cover Srimati Radhika's whole body. He was willing. So many things are coming in the mind of Krishna. And he became so much filled with rush as a pot wholly filled by anything, any rush. Understanding? And if there is something here and there, so come, that rush comes out. So Krishna is in so mood. So he is seeing that Radhika is all by hands of Krishna. There was some bhar means load, weight. No? See, Krishna having his hand given there in the neck, rounding neck, Krishna has given his balance to Srimati Radhika. So she is something heavy and she was like here. Seeing this, she became at once in inner mood. He was now incense, but thinking all these things, he became in inner mood. And from that, he became like a sakhi, as a manjari. No? Now he is seeing all these things as if it is actual he is seeing. But it was his spurti. I explained ekspurti there. No? But he is seeing as if actual I am seeing, I am doing all these things. When she mane jhuk gayi mane
pushing down
leaning on him
leaning
on Radhika
towards Krishna and Krishna towards Srimati Radhika and seeing the hands of Krishna there, he at once began to thought that if I have a mallika mala, garland of mallika kusham, and in having seen this very beautiful scenery, can I give garland to Srimati Radhika's soldiers that you are so much lucky,
fortunate
that you have the Krishna hand upon you, and by keeping hand there Srimati Radhika is so cheerful. So I want to do Abhinandan of you. Abhinandan?
Welcome.
Oh, I want to welcome these soldiers. That I can do archan of these soldiers by mallika flower. This is something meaning. Now we will read it. Kalavati natansayo प्रचुर काम पूज्योज्ज्वलत कलानिधि मुरद्दिश प्रकटराश संभावयो भ्रमत भ्रमर झंकृतैर मधुर मल्लिका माला मुदा कदा तव तयो समर्पयति देवी दासी जनः. द वर्ड मीनिंग इज दिस कलावती आराधिका नतांसयो, सी इज झुकी हुई है कृष्ण के तरफ में, लीनिंग अतंसयो, दैट इज कृष्ण हैज केप्ट हिज हैंड ऑन इन अराउंड द नेक ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका. प्रचुर मीन्स अबाउंडेंट, प्रचुर अबाउंडेंट, टू मच. काम पूज्यो ज्वलत, कृष्ण इज हियर सो मच हैव काम. काम मैंने अभिलाषा, डिजायर. व्हाट डिजायर? टू प्ले विद राधिका इन सो वेरियस वे, इन गैम्बलिंग, in decorating, in and so much bilas. There are so many kinds of bilas. Krishna is Atmaram and Apta Kam. You know Atmaram?
Self-satisfied.
Nothing is needed for him. Self-satisfied. There are Kalja Sukadeva Goswami at first, Sanatanandan was Atmaram Yogi. Krishna is root of all yogis. Atmaram. He is Atmaram of Aptaram. And Krishna is Aptakam. Aptakam means all desires have been fulfilled. That is called
Aptakam.
So there are no any desire which is to be fulfilled. Everything has been fulfilled. That is Aptakam. The Krishna is so. But when he sees any premi bhakta, he becomes so hungry, so much hungry to have prem. No? So much. If he sees Yashoda, he is so hungry that goes and jumps in the laps of Srimati Yashoda and takes in mouth her bread. If he sees Nanda Baba, he goes to the laps of Nanda Baba, and Nanda Baba always chumban, kissing and taking his hands on the feet of back feet of, and giving one laddu. Oh yes. So he is hungry of his sneha, prem. If he is Atmaram, Aptakami, but yet he sees that cows are coming, Baldev is coming, Siddham Vasudham, Subal Siddham, Lavanga, Stokrishna, all are, Madhumangal are coming, he at once began to taste Sakharas. He cannot be with Yashoda in his home, Nanda Bhavan. He will at once jump out of his home and will play with them. And really, if he sees gopis, and especially to Radhika, what he does? If he sees gopis, he tries to make them santusht. Santusht you?
Satisfy
all the gopis. What they want, he does. But when he sees Radhika, he becomes out of sense. What to do? He forgets everything. And he begins to serve Srimati Radhika here. And to take a rasaswad, to taste his prem. No? Gopi tastes Krishna prem. But here Srimati Krishna is tasting Radha prem here. And to fulfill this idea, he came as a Gauranga Mahaprabhu. No? So there are some difference, not difference, some vaishishta characteristics in Radhika prem. So here he is telling, Kama Pujo Jvala. Kama means hidden abhilasha,
desires.
What? Kam desire. Kam means prem. Not prem, but sneha man pranay rag anurag mahabhav prem. So he wants, Krishna wants to taste mahabhav. And this taste only can be had by Radhika, not to any other gopi, even not in Chandravali and all others. No? So, kam punja. Punja means heap. Kam means to taste all the bhavas of Srimati Radhika. No? Jvalata. This kam is not in a first stage. No? Not first stage. If he burn fire, give fire to anything. First it comes dhoom,
smoke.
Smokes. Then by and by a smoke goes away and only flame is coming. And it, when it is in full progress, that is called prajwalat.
Completely.
So calm that desires of to taste Radhika's prem, mahabhav, is like a fire. Krishna is burning in that fire. Understand? He is burning in fire. And he now burning, he wants, who will save me? Who will give water and will subside that fire? She's seeing here and there, and see that only one ashraya is Srimati Radhika. So jvalata, manas, that desire was
uncontrolled of Krishna. Only Srimati Radhika can control by giving taste of Mahabhav to Krishna. So Krishna has that kind of calm, so in heap condition, and so in burning in Krishna heart. Now, Kalavati Natansayo Prachura Kama Punjo Jalat Kalanidhi Muradisa Prakata Rasa Sambhavayo. We have described about Krishna Kama here. What desire? What kind of desire Krishna? And in what stage? Burning stage. When it became, where it took place? Prakata Rasa. Prakata Rasa. When Krishna was doing Rasa with gopis. Here, the adjective of Srimati Radhika is Kalavati. And Krishna is Kalanidhi. The meaning of Kalanidhi, that Nidhi means ocean, and other meaning is Khajana. Khajana means
treasure.
Both meanings. Here not ocean, but here ocean it may be also, but here it means Khajana, meaning
treasury.
Krishna is treasure of
art.
What art? Madhur art, Sringar art. Ujjwal Nilmani, it has been given. Ki Lalit?
Dhir Lalit.
Dhir Lalit and all kinds of Nayak. So Kalanidhi, Krishna is Kalanidhi. Is himself ocean, rush ocean, color ocean, or his treasure of, treasury of
art.
Kamakala, his, meaning Kamakala. Whether as Srimati is Kalavati. Kalavati meaning?
Artist.
Graceful artist.
Artist.
That is, I am giving an example. The very great, in Bombay, there is a utmost good shop of harmonium, behala, esaraj, sarangi, tabla, duggi, and all instruments. Full of. But the shopkeeper does not know to play on all these things. But there is ocean of all instruments. Srimati Radhika is artist. She can play on harmonium so beautifully. She can play on Veena, that Krishna becomes so much moved. She can sing so good manner that Krishna sees an astonished. Especially when Srimati Radhika dances, Krishna becomes so much filled with karuna rush. Srimati Radhika is Kalavati, meaning he has art, meaning he is knowing every art. If any artist person very good sings, plays on harmonium, plays on behala, you know behala? Behala, you know?
Violin.
It is violin. Very karuna ras. Murchanaswar, going up and down, as if anyone is crying. and so melodious. Even the deer of a forest can come.
Attractive.
So attractive. So if any artist, Srimati Radhikai artist, she came in the treasure of all these things, and she makes, she is playing with all instruments very beautifully. Krishna is shopkeeper. She is the master of all these things, but not master in doing so. And if Krishna does any kirtan in fifth, sa re ga ma pa, five, then Radhika goes up to
seven.
Sare gama padha nisa, last tune. So Krishna, oh yes, yes, very good, very good. Shabas, shabas, dhanna, dhanna, Krishna becomes. So, as a matter of, Krishna becomes shopkeeper, becomes so much glad. And he tells that whatever any instrument that you know, you wish, you can take. I am giving all to you. Here Krishna is Kala Nidhi. Kala Nidhi means he is the ocean of Kala. But Krishna, Radhika is Kalavati. She is
expert
in all Kala. And Krishna only can rasaswad, he can hear how melodious these all instruments are. She is playing on all these things. He can hear. But he can also play on this, but not as Srimati Radhika. So she is Kalanidhi, he is Kalanidhi, and she is Kalavati. Both. Krishna is a Rasik, certainly. Rasik Shekhar, and Srimati is Rasik Shekhara. But when there will be comparison of Rasik, Krishna will have to learn something from Prem Guru Radhika. No? What to tell Radhika? He will have to learn from Vishakha and Lalita also. So he comes to Godavari and meets Vishakha there, and learn so many things, and that he returns in Gambhira and taste all these things. Without the help, he cannot taste all these things. So here Kalavati and Kalanidhi, two words are given. Krishna is Rasik Shekhar also. Srimati Radhika is Rasik Shekhara. They are standing each other in front of them in Rasasthali. Muraddisaha, there is a demon, Mura. What is the use of Muraddisa here? Why? What is? If a man has his heart like Mura, they should be. They are not liable, qualified to read and to hear all these things. We'll have to drive,
remove
all these disqualities. These are like demons. If demons are there, all things cannot happen. So Mura, he has killed Mura, and then they have met. There is no Mura, no kapatta, no desire, nothing else there. No gyan and karma and all these things. Only there is calm. Calm means prem. Then we can see there Krishna and Radhika. Prakataras sambhavayo. Prakataras means in a rasa lila all this took place. This is the happening of a rasa time. Sambhavayo means milan.
Meeting.
They are standing nearby. Sri Mati Radhika is dancing. Krishna Shah, oh, how fast she is doing nitya.
Dance.
She is singing, how sweet she is singing. How beautiful his art are of hands and posture of all body. When she dances, this body becomes so round. And seeing all these activities of Srimati Radhika, Krishna at once meets Srimati Radhika. And by love and affection, he gives his hand on the this left shoulder of Srimati Radhika. Left hand, Krishna, left hand,
right soldier.
Because he has taken bansi in one hand. And he is doing like Sribhanga Lalit. Leaning to Srimati Radhika. Having given his some bhar, wet to Srimati Radhika. Only in rush. And his hands, that I told first, hand is coming through this soldier, right soldiers,
right to left,
coming down here. He is in a so mood, very in pleasant mood, Krishna is there, testing all Mahabhava here. Radhika ji ka jo mukh hai, is going in different colors, changing. This is sattvic and vyabhichari bhava. And Krishna is peeping in the eyes of Srimati Radhika, and Radhika is peeping in the eyes of Krishna. And they are telling and talking only by these eyes. Everything they are talking, that mouth cannot talk, tongue cannot talk. So, Bhramadad Bhramara, Jhankritair Madhu Malli Malam Udar. Oh, she is saying that any Sakhi or myself in the Rati Manjari shape, at that I am seeing these happenings and become as a faint. I was something far away from them. All Sakhis are searching Radha and Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavat it is written that Tatsau Bhagamadam Vikshamanam Chakeshava Prasamaya Prasadaya Tatrayvantar Dhiyata. When Krishna saw that all gopis playing with me and dancing with me in hands and in hands, and I am removing the sweets of their faces and doing massaging their face and उनके धूलिकणा को झाड़ रहा हूँ,
removing
that dust from faces and here body. They saw that Krishna is supreme Rashik Nayak. No? Krishna, not as a Bhagavan. Best Nayak in whole world. Even Ram and Narayan are not so beautiful that Krishna is. So pitiful, so rashi, so, in every way he is best of all nayaks of the whole world. But now he is under us, under me. Everyone are thinking like. A wife is any naika is, becomes a Saubhagyavati. Saubhagya mada. Mad means wine. Taking, when we take mud, we become like a mad. When a naika becomes like mad, when his husband or Priyatam Nayak is controlled by him, what he sees, once he does so. No? Krishna is best Nayak in the whole world, and now he is serving us. So this is Saubhagya Mad, wine of Saubhagya. Understanding? By drinking that mud, Saubhagya Mad, they became mad, fully mad. They saw that all other gopis are not like me, myself. So they became mad. And Radhika saw that, oh, Krishna is so cheater, liar, dhurta. She tells always that you are best Priyatama of mine. I love you mostly, but now you see that she is loving all equal. Oh yes, I will not see towards him. I will not talk him. I will not look him. So she became Manini. Krishna saw that what to do? To shake their Saubhagya Mad and to make Srimati Radhika please. He took as one Srimati Radhika and forcibly he disappeared from Ras. No? They are searching, all gopis are searching. There are so many youths of gopis. You know?
Groups.
Chandravali groups. Shyamala group. Vipaksha group. So many kinds of youth. All are searching Krishna. But Radhika's group, that is Lalita Visakha group, is searching both. Where is Krishna and where are Swamini ji, Srimati Radhika? They are searching both. At last they found the footprints of Krishna and Radhika. The Vipaksha is telling that Anaya Radhita Nunan Bhagavan Hari Reshwara. Oh, this very gopi whose footprints are within the footprints of Krishna, in the midst of Krishna face. Certainly this is so much very near and dear to Krishna. She is above all. Certainly it is so much Saubhagyavati. Anaya Radhito Nunan. She has done aradhana to that Krishna. So Krishna is Vasibhut. Krishna is controlled by her. The gopis Swapakshamane Lalita and Vishakha and these Manjaris are seeing that surely this footprint is of Radhya. Now they become so cheerful that Krishna has not gone alone but with our Swamini ji. They became so much proud, they became so much happy, but they don't declare. They cannot declare. They are knowing and being there. They saw that where the footprints are going, they took another way and all others went another way. From a distance they saw, oh, I am seeing Srimati Radhika is, or Swamini ji is sitting. Krishna is gathering flowers, decorating Srimati Radhika's hair. And he chatting means, you know, but speaking him so that she may be so much pleased. Chattering, Srimati Radhika. At last, he saw that, oh, they became so much pleased there. Here, Krishna told that all gopis are coming. You are seeing? I am hearing their voice. No? I am hearing. They are coming here. Just at once we should go to another place, a hidden place. She told that I can't move. I'm so tired. Why is it told so? She was thinking in her mind that I am so much kritagna to all gopis. Understanding? Kritagna.
Not grateful.
I'm ungrateful to all my sakhis. Living by all the gopis who are serving always nearly and dearly to me, even giving their soul to me, life to me, they want to serve me. Living Krishna also, they want to serve. I am now testing this frame with Krishna here, alone, living all these things, all gopis. So here is no Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra or my Rati Manjari, Bilash Manjari, Rup Manjari, all are not here. I don't want such love. No? Because I am creeper and they are
lips.
Without lips, there is no characteristics of creeper. No? Without flower and without lips, a creeper is nanga.
Naked.
No? So, I will serve Krishna or Krishna will serve me where the Lalita Vishakha, all gopis are there. They must be joints. So he was pretending that I cannot move because they will come. And Krishna sees that if they will come and see together alone, all will be very envious to us and to Srimati Radhika. And there will be forever quarrel. There will be no rush at all. So, Srimati is not going. He told that you should go. I cannot walk. Then come to my soldier. He is standing, she is standing. But he is telling that I cannot go. Krishna at once put his hand in his neck and as a prayer, he is having this hand here. Oh, you should keep my word and at once go. Keeping his hand in the soldier. Oh, soldier has so much Sobhagya, you know, fortune, that he has the hands of Krishna here and in a prarthana mood. Praying mode. And Radhika is also in Mahabhava Avastha. No? So I want to worship your soldiers. Now he is seeing this. So how he can worship? He is coming now in some senses, in midst. One is in sense, one is half sense, and other is in inner sense. From inner sense he is coming down by and by in
mid stage.
And from antarvajyavastha he is coming now to
bajyavastha.
He is now waiting. What I have seen? How can I worship these soldiers? How fortunate are. She is in his bhavanetra, eyes, that there are so many beautiful flowers of mallika, madhura mallika, very sweet gandha of mallika. So made a flower,
garland.
And by eyes she does archan of Srimati Radhika and gave it to the neck of Srimati Radhika. जा रही है जाओ देने को एंड प्रेइंग दैट व्हेन आई विल हैव चांस टू सर्व यू राधिका इन दिस वे
and praying his Gurudev Rup, Goswami Rup Manjari, and all others. This is the purport of this sloka. Today we will end here.